Hello again, friends. This is Paul Scharf, Church Ministries representative for the Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry. And I wanted to check in with you today and talk to you about the ESV Study Bible. Now, this is nothing new. It's been around for about 13 years. And I've actually had an ESV Study Bible. I've had the personal size edition. But I think that does not include all of the notes and resources. I think it has all the study notes, but I don't think it has all of the resources that the regular full-size, and its full-size edition, does. And so when I was down at Faith this month for the Refresh Conference, I was determined I was going to look over the ESV Study Bibles. And Dr. Tim Little, who manages the bookstore there, actually ordered in for me the exact one that I determined I wanted. And I wanted to just chat with you briefly about it here today, just because this ESV Study Bible has made such a dramatic impact. I mean, it has totally raised the bar and sort of, reinvented the modern study Bible. So like it or not, most of the study Bibles that come out now have to be something like this ESV Study Bible. Not all of them are, but many of them have been. This certainly has set a new standard for study Bibles. And that's why I wanted to get the full-size version with all the study helps. Because, number one, it does have obviously a tremendous amount of material information, a wealth of substance in this study Bible, including many, many things that are of real, real help to the Bible student. And some of them have become famous. Some of the full-color, full-page maps and charts and diagrams and drawings that are contained here in this Bible that they've really become legendary. Here's a one full page. Some of them are two full pages. Here's Herod's temple in the time of Jesus at the introduction to Luke, and you can see that full color, full page graph. Just beautiful and amazing, and things that are of real, real help. The other thing, though, is it's important to interact with this Bible because it has made such a mark. It is so important. It has, obviously really impacted a lot of people. Now, the study notes, the perspective behind this study Bible is not dispensationalist. It is basically Reform that's well known. And so oftentimes interacting with the study notes is important because people out in the pew are reading these study notes, and both for their sake and for the sake of the credibility of our teaching, we need to know what these notes are saying and respond at times to what they're saying. Now, so for all of those reasons, I wanted to get a regular full-size ESV Study Bible. And so this is not a review, a full review of the notes. I'm not really, even though I've used it, this study Bible for years, I'm really not the one who would be qualified to give you a thorough review of the notes. I mean, that in itself could be a massive project, couldn't it? And also, this is not a Bible review like you will see online for the quality of the construction of the Bible. I did not get a premium edition of the ESV Study Bible. I did get a genuine leather edition. I think that's like the third highest down from the top premium edition that you can get. And the reason I got that my thinking was along this line. I didn't feel like I needed a premium edition. And I didn't want the hardback because this Bible is so big and bulky to begin with. And I have a couple of hardback Bibles that I use all the time, the Jeremiah Study Bible and the MacArthur Study Bible. I didn't really want another hardback Bible. I really wanted this in leather. So I went for the genuine leather. And it looks really nice and sharp The leather itself, it's kind of like, I say it's kind of like the leather that you would find on a leather football or basketball. It's incredible for the grip. It's not so much cushioned or comfort in your hand. But I like it. I love it. I plan to use it for the purposes that I mentioned. I am a late adapter to the ESV. I was negative anti toward the ESV for a long time until I really started to read it and study more about what was behind it. And I have come to really enjoy reading the ESV and using it, and find that oftentimes it will provide real strength in its translation that offers insight into the meaning of the text, you know, as compared with the original Hebrew and Greek. And so I like the ESV. I quote from the ESV. It's not my main translation. You know, if you listen to me, that that is the New King James Version. And you know that my Bible that I use and take notes is the New King James and the Thompson Chain Reference Bible. And you also know that wherever I go, if you listen to me, you know that wherever I go, I recommend people to use study Bibles. I give them assignments right from my sermons. I say, read the chapters, read the text, read the study notes at the bottom of the page. And I especially recommend the MacArthur, the Jeremiah, the Ryrie study Bibles. Now, you'll probably see me quoting more from the ESV study Bible in my slides, just because I have this one and I intend to, you know, use it all the time. But I don't think I'll come to the point of endorsing it and recommending it like I do with MacArthur, Jeremiah, Ryrie, because obviously it doesn't carry the same, interpretive perspective and thus doctrinal perspective as those do. But a good study Bible, obviously what it should be able to do is take complicated truths and break them down to a succinct, understandable note. And so since that works great in a study note, it should also work great on a PowerPoint slide. That's why I like to quote from study Bibles. So I'm sure I'll be quoting from this one more than I have been. And with those caveats, sometimes, not just with those caveats that I've given in mind, but also sometimes to take the note that it provides and offer a response. So I'll be using it in that way. So again, I just wanted to share with you briefly here some thoughts about my new ESV study Bible. The ESV study Bible has, as I said, it's transformed the nature of study Bibles probably forever. And some people I know just cannot get along. They can't live without their ESV study Bible. Those are probably tend to be more in the Reformed camp, again, because that's more where the notes are taking you. But I wonder what your experience is. Have you used the ESV study Bible? What do you think of the ESV study Bible? How do you use it? What have you learned from it? What have you seen in it that you like, don't like? How have you used the mass of materials that it contains? I'd love to hear back from you, get your response here or on my Facebook page. Either way, just let me know in your thoughts in the comments below, and I'd love to hear from you. Again, this is Paul Scharf for Friends of Israel, checking in with you today, talking about the ESV Study Bible. Whatever Bible you have, I hope it's in your hand, and I hope that it's open, and you'll receive its word into your mind and into your heart. And may God bless you today. Thank you for joining me.